It's time now for this week's edition of More to the Story from WNCW. I'm your host, Paul Foster. This morning, we're going to have an opportunity to hear reports from Stephanie Carson, representing Carolina Public Press, the independent, in-depth, and investigative news group for North Carolina that is based in Asheville. Stephanie talks about the latest developments concerning the coronavirus in North Carolina, but some subject matters you may not have thought of as recently addressed by state leaders, including Governor Roy Cooper. Stephanie's first report this morning is about state farmers.
April typically heralds the opening of farmers markets and the start of the tourist season in much of North Carolina, both of which spur an infusion of fresh local produce into many area restaurants. But with restaurants shuttered and many farmers markets disrupted due to COVID-19, the disease caused by the new coronavirus, farmers are experiencing potentially devastating repercussions. According to Appalachian Sustainable Agriculture Project, or ASAP, an Asheville-based nonprofit organization that serves as a resource and link for farmers and consumers, Western North Carolina farm sales to restaurants and products sold through some 50 area markets account for more than $16 million in annual revenue. A recent ASAP survey found that 80% of farmers reported decreases in customers and sales and an overall loss of income due to closures and stay-at-home measures during the COVID-19 crisis. Should the pandemic last 2 to 6 months, two-thirds of farmers anticipate financial hardships, including bankruptcy, and 20% say they would need to restructure their business plan and find new market streams, such as online sales and home delivery, or turn to a new profession altogether. ASAP study identified four areas of urgency: a need for developing new market outlets, such as online sales, communication support to better connect the public directly with farms, a way to keep farmers' markets open and safe, and information and access to financial relief. To help consumers find farms offering online ordering and delivery or pickup options, new search functions have been added to the online version of the local food guide. You can find this story and more information related to the coronavirus in North Carolina by going to carolinapublicpress.org.
According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, there are currently over 46,000 farms in operation in North Carolina. These farms were operating on a combined total area of 8.4 million acres in size in 2018-19. Stephanie's next report concerns universities across North Carolina.
College students now finding themselves doing online classes because of the pandemic may see some financial relief from room and board money that is now going unused. Some North Carolina universities are beginning to give students refunds for unused housing and dining services as a result of the new coronavirus, which has sickened thousands of North Carolinians and forced college campuses and businesses to close. The University of North Carolina system's 16 college campuses will give prorated reimbursements for food and housing. Several campus leaders say the refund process has already begun, including in Appalachian State and East Carolina universities. Others are still working out their plans. Some private colleges are also offering refunds or credits, including Duke and Elon universities. The coronavirus pandemic has forced universities to transition from in-person teaching to alternative online instruction when possible. The UNC system has restricted its campuses from hosting gatherings of 10 or more people, and graduations have been postponed.
You're listening to WNCW's More to the Story. We're hearing reports from Stephanie Carson of Carolina Public Press. The latest developments concerning the coronavirus in North Carolina, some subject matters you may not normally think about, but have been addressed by state leaders. Next, here's Stephanie's report on short-term rentals.
Short-term rentals are effectively shut down in more than a dozen counties and municipalities around North Carolina through local bans in response to the threat posed by the new coronavirus. The orders aim at slowing the spread of COVID-19 through communities. The current statewide stay-at-home order signed by Governor Roy Cooper late last month does not address short-term rentals like hotels, campgrounds, or the variety of online rentals. So far, the Asheville Police Department has received 145 complaints of violations of Buncombe County's short-term rental ban described in the county's Stay Safe, Stay Home order. Asheville Police even issued a warrant Tuesday for the arrest of one host who has repeatedly violated the short-term rental ban, but he later turned himself in. Generally, officers first seek to educate property hosts about the order's requirements and ask the visitors to leave. The Cherokee County Board of Commissioners also banned short-term rentals. The sheriff there said he's seen general compliance with the order. Some other counties and municipalities with a temporary ban on short-term rentals include Haywood, Jackson, Macon, Swain, and Watauga counties. Both Dare and Graham counties have closed their borders entirely to non-residents and do not allow short-term rentals.
And last from Stephanie is a reminder about those retail rules that were implemented as of this past Monday.
For weeks, Governor Roy Cooper and state health officials have urged residents and retailers to follow social distancing practices that will slow the spread of the new coronavirus. That encouragement will include new maximum occupancy standards and mandated social distancing markings for retail businesses, as well as new requirements for frequent cleaning of stores. Any violations of these rules will be punishable as a Class 2 misdemeanor. Normal maximum occupancy standards for retailers are set to protect people from becoming trapped in a fire. Under the governor's new order, to prevent damage to health from the very different threat of a contagious disease, the new maximum occupancy will be 20% of the previously stated fire capacity for the business. If a business has a capacity of 100, then it will be allowed to have no more than 20 combined customers and employees on site at any time. Retailers will be required to post staff at exits and entrances to control these limits and have the numbers for the business posted in a conspicuous place. Stores will also have to place markings 6 feet apart at cash register lines and other high-traffic areas, such as deli lines. Space must also be marked outside the business to help customers who are waiting due to the reduced maximum capacity rule. Stores are ordered to perform frequent and routine environmental cleaning and disinfection of high-touch areas with a disinfectant approved by the Environmental Protection Agency for killing the new coronavirus. The order notes that if businesses can't enforce the new rules, then they will have to close. This is Stephanie Carson reporting.
Special thanks again to Carolina Public Press. That's a wrap for this week's More to the Story on WNCW, also available as a podcast at WNCW.org. I'm Paul Foster.